Well, good afternoon, and today we're going to be talking about God's 5-minute plan for victory, how to regain control over your life.
大家下午好，今天我们谈到的课题是上帝五分钟得胜的计划，如何再次掌控你的生命。
How can we help people find victory over smoking, over addiction?
我们能怎么帮助别人掌控胜得这个吸烟的瘾，如何再次掌控他们的生命呢？
Today we're going to look at God's 5-minute easy plan for victory.
今天我们要看看上帝五分钟胜利的计划。
Before we begin, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
开始前，我们先做个祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you so much.
亲爱的天父，我们如此感谢你。
That we can gather here once again to just understand the principles that you want to use to set people free.
我们来再次的聚集，能够了解这个原则如何让别人得释放。
We want to ask your blessing today as we look at these wonderful principles from you.
当我们看到这些从你而来的美妙原则的时候，请帮助我们。
And that truly we can help people find victory in their lives.
我们真正能够的在生命中找到胜利。
We ask your blessing to be with us now in Jesus' name.
我们邀请你赐福与我们同在，奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen. You know, smoking has become an epidemic that is going around the world.
吸烟可以算是一种瘟疫，已经达到全世界了。
More people smoke today than they ever have before in history.
今日吸烟的人数比历史上吸烟的人数还要是今日是最多的。
You know, in the 1800s, doctors were actually prescribing people to smoke if they had lung problems.
在1800年，当有人有肺的问题的时候，医生就给他们吸烟为一种药方。
If you have a cough, start smoking.
如果你咳嗽的话，就要开始抽烟了。
That's what the doctor said.
这是医生所说的。
But today we know that that's not true at all.
但是现在我们知道这根本不是真实的。
Today we're discovering more and more that this habit is a very, very deadly one.
我们越来越发现这个习惯是个非常可以令人死的这个。
And the United States, from the year, the late 90s, tobacco use was found to be the cause of death in 1 in 5 people.
在美国这个使用这个烟草是导致五个死亡中就有一个是因为烟草而导致的。
Almost 500,000 people die from cigarettes in these few years.
在这几年来超过50,000人因吸烟而死。
And it is increasing every year.
而每年一直的增长。
Some people today are dying for a smoke.
有些人可能就是可以为烟而死。
You know, that's a phrase that people use in America.
这是人们在美国常用的一句话。
I'm dying for a smoke. I need one so badly.
我为烟而死，我这么需要这个烟。
But today, people are literally dying from cigarettes.
但是今日很多人就是因为这个吸烟而真的死。
Some people make it look like you can be older and wiser if you smoke cigarettes.
对有些人来说，可能自己如果吸烟的话，可能看起来比较年长，可能比较有智慧。
You know, when we're 16, we can't wait to be 18.
当我们十六岁的时候，我们等待不及要十八岁。
We always want to be older.
我们一直要比较看起来比较年长。
And when we're 18, we can't wait to be 21.
当我们十八岁，我们多希望我们成为二十一岁。
But when we're 40, we'd give anything to be 21 again.
当我们四十岁的时候，我们就多么希望我们成为二十一岁。
A great way to make yourself older is to start smoking.
你要变得更老的更快的话，就是要开始吸烟了。
Take a look at this lady.
看看这个女士。
She's young on the outside.
外表非常的年轻。
But that's what she looks like on the inside.
但是里面就长得这样。
If we can't wait to be older, start smoking. It'll make you older fast.
如果我们要变得更衰老的话，我们就要开始吸烟了。
Every cigarette a person smokes takes 14.5 minutes off of their life.
你每抽了一根烟。就扣去你生命中的 14.5 分钟。
That's a very deadly statistic.
是一个非常令人恐惧的一个数字。
You know, how many of you want to, are interested in taking 15 minutes off your life 3 or 4 times a day?
你们每一天谁要去除你生命中的15分钟三四次啊?
That doesn't interest me too much.
这个不会对我产生很大的兴趣吧。
What's amazing is that smoking doesn't just harm us, it harms those around us.
吸烟不只伤害我们，也伤害我们周围的人。
Secondhand smoke is sometimes even more deadly than firsthand smoke.
二手烟有时候比这个第一手烟还来得更具这个毒。
There are over 10,000 cancer-causing chemicals in just one cigarette.
一根烟里面有差不多10,000种这种致癌物质。
You know, the Bible tells us, thou shalt not kill.
这个, 圣经说到不可谋杀。
Some people will make the statement, well, smoking is not really found in the Bible.
很多人说, 吸烟你在圣经中找不到应不应该吸烟呢?
The Bible doesn't really tell us not to smoke.
圣经不真的告诉我们不要抽烟呢?
It may not say exactly not to smoke.
可能不直接地说不要吸烟,
but are the principles there? The principle is there, right?
原则就在那里了,
does smoking kill you, yes or no?
吸烟能够杀害你吗?
Well, it's obvious, right?
这明显对吗?
There's a commandment in the Bible from Exodus 20:13, and it says, thou shalt not kill.
出埃及记20章13节有个诫命说到不可谋害。
Let me ask you something.
就是帮我跟你说一句话。
Does that include yourself?
包括你自己吗?
Absolutely.
不可杀害你自己,
so, not only does it harm us, but it harms those around us.
而且不止我们抽烟的时候不止伤害到自己，也伤害到我们周围的人。
Smoking is not just something that affects us.
抽烟不只是, 伤害到我们自己。
You know, what's really funny is that in all these different magazine advertisements,
很奇妙的是在这些, 这些杂志的广告,
there are pictures of the Marlboro Man.
有这个, 吸烟牌子的这个人,
have you ever seen this?
有看过这个照片吗?
And he's a rough, tough cowboy.
他是一个非常, 强壮的牛仔。
And he's always doing all these tough things, like here in this picture, he's lassoing a cow.
他就每次在做一个非常困难的动作, 非常强壮的工作, 像他在图片中, 他在, 拿住一个牛。
And in other advertisements, it shows beautiful women smoking.
您其他广告可以看到很美丽的女孩在吸烟。
And if you smoke, they claim that you'll be either tough like the Marlboro Man or you'll be beautiful like this woman.
如果你吸烟的话, 他们跟你说你会成为像这个, 广告中的男士如此的强壮或者广告中的女士如此的漂亮。
But something the advertisements don't tell you,
但是吸烟广告不跟你说的,
is that the Marlboro Man often dies in his early 40s from lung cancer.
是很多时候这个广告的那个主角通常四五十岁因为这个肺癌而死。
And he's not so tough when he's 6 feet under the ground.
而当他在泥底下的时候就没有这么帅了。
And so the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
圣经在哥林多前书10章31节说, 所以你们或吃或喝, 无论做什么都是要为荣耀神而行。
So we need to ask the question, is it possible to smoke to the glory of God?
所以我们要问这个问题, 我们吸烟可以吸得荣耀神吗?
If we know that it causes harm to our body,
如果我们知道这个是会伤害我们身体的,
if we know that it causes problems to those around us,
如果我们知道这会使我们周围的人有问题,
can we really possibly smoke to the glory of God?
我们吸烟能吸得荣耀上帝吗?
I remember once riding down the road.
我记得有一次在路上,
and I looked over in the car beside me.
我看到我隔壁的车子,
and there were two women in the front seats, both smoking cigarettes.
而我那个车的前面有两个女士在吸烟,
and inside the car was like this big cloud.
在这个车里面就好像有一个云这样,
you couldn't even see to the other side of the car hardly.
几乎不能看车的另一边了。
They didn't have the windows down.
他们的那个窗口没拉下。
And it just looked like a smoke factory inside.
似乎好像一个烟厂一样。
There in the back seat,
他们就在那个后座,
was a young child in the car seat.
后座就有一个, 他们就在前座, 后座有一个小孩子。
And you could see that child rubbing its eyes.
你看那小男孩一直在揉他的眼睛。
Because of the irritation. And then I actually looked and I saw the baby start coughing. And it really broke my heart. To see that type of situation. You know, many times we don't realize just how much our actions affect those around us. And smoking is not something that just harms ourselves. You know, the Bible tells us again in Romans chapter 6, verse 16.
圣经在罗马书6章16节说道,
it says, don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him, you are his slaves to the one whom you obey?
这里说, 或做罪的奴婢以至于死，或做顺从的奴婢以至为义。
In other words, whatever we give ourselves to,
所以不论我们, 做谁的奴婢,
whatever we choose to do in our lives, that thing then becomes controlling over us.
所以如果我们选择在生命中做什么,
if we give our lives to smoking, that controls us.
如果我们把生命献给这个吸烟的话,
if we give ourselves to alcohol, it controls us. But if we give ourselves to Christ, He will also control us. There's an interesting statistic that I found. The average pack of cigarettes costs about $4. So let's suppose somebody smokes one pack of cigarettes a day. Many people smoke more than that. And I smoke for 30 days a month, every day of the month. That's $120 every month. In 12 months out of the year, that's almost $1,500 a month.
一年的十二个月，如果我每天都抽一个烟的话，我就可以啊，花我就花了1440块。Now
recently there was a promotion done in America.
最近在美国里有这个推销。Where
you could buy a Bible for only $2.
你可以以2块钱买一本圣经。And
you could have it sent to Africa.
你可以把它送到非洲去。Where
they would take one Bible and give Bible studies to 10 people.
他们可以拿这个圣经给10个人查经。And
win them to Christ.
而把他们引到基督那里去。Now
if you think about that amount of money,
如果我们想想这一笔钱,
that you would spend on cigarettes for 1 year,
你一年花在这个抽烟的,
you could buy 720 Bibles for Africa.
你能为非洲购买720本圣经。
Think about that.
想想看,
that's a lot of Bibles.
这是很多本圣经啊。
720 Bibles would equal over 3,000 souls for Christ.
720本圣经大概可以说是3600个生灵已经被基督为
You can buy a lot of things with the amount of money that you spend on cigarettes each year. So that's the introduction about smoking. It's not the best thing for us to do. It's not the best way to spend our money. And it's certainly not the best way to glorify God. The question is, how do we quit? But not just us.
不是我们,
but more specifically, I want to talk about how do we lead someone else to quit.
更指明的我就要说如何引导别人来戒烟并且得胜。
God's 5-minute plan for victory.
上帝的5分钟计划。
I remember a lady once
我记得一个女士,
who came to our evangelistic meetings.
她来到我们的布道会。
And this lady had smoked cigars for more than 60 years.
而这个女士抽了雪茄超过60年了。Not
just cigarettes.
不只是这种普通的烟,
but cigars.
而是雪茄。
She was old looking, very shriveled.
她长得非常老, 非常弱。
And it was, her skin was all yellow.
整个皮肤是黄色的。
And she came night after night hearing the messages of Christ.
她每晚来到听这个基督的讯息。
And she wanted to be baptized.
她要被受洗。
But there was one problem.
但是有个问题,
what do you think it was?
你觉得是什么呢?
It was those Cuban cigars.
就是这些雪茄,
she wanted to quit.
她要戒掉,
but she said, you just don't realize something.
她就说你真的不了解一件事。
I've been smoking for 60 years.
我吸烟吸了60年。
How can I possibly quit?
我怎么戒掉呢?
And we said, ma'am, there's victory in Christ.
我们就说, 女士,
we shared this 5-minute plan with her. This was more than 3 years ago.
这不已经超过3年了。
And she's still smoke free. And she is a member of the church. Now let me tell you something. This plan will work for anybody. I met a woman once who started smoking when she was 12 years old.
我遇见一个女士，她12岁就开始吸烟。
12 years old.
12岁。
Smoked for over 40 years.
吸了大概40多年。
And quit in 5 minutes.
5分钟就戒掉了。
when she had tried hundreds of times before. This is a plan that you can take with you. And when someone wants to quit smoking, you can share with them how to have victory. So the 5-minute plan. Number one is identify the person with Jesus. Let me help you understand something. A person will never find true victory over their addictions unless God is involved. Turn with me to John chapter
5.
John chapter 5. And we've talked about this passage before, but we need to illustrate something again. John chapter 5. And we're going to start here in verse 2. And it says, now there at Jerusalem by the sheep gate was a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门一个有一个池子，希伯来话叫比士达，旁边有五个廊子。
Drop down to verse 5.
到第五节。
Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity or a trouble for 38 years.
在那里有一个人病了38年。
When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, do you want to be made well?
所以耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
So when I deal with someone who's been smoking for a long time,
所以当我与一个吸烟很久长久的人在谈话的时候，
I often share this passage with them.
我就与他们分享这个章节。
And I'll say to them,
我就对他们说，
this man had a problem in his life for 38 years.
这个人在生命中有38年的问题啊。
And then I ask them the question, how long have you been smoking?
我就问他们这个问题，你们吸烟有多久了？
And this is what they tell me.
这是他们所告诉我的。
Some say 5 years.
有些说八年，五年。
Some say 10 years.
有些说10年。
Some say 40 years.
有些甚至40年。
And I say to them, can you identify with this man?
我就说，你能与这个人有这个同感吗？
You've been smoking for 40 years.
你吸烟吸了大概40年。
And this man laid by this pool for 38 years, waiting for someone to help him.
就在池边的这个男士病了30。
People can identify with that.
And
so you want to help them see that they are no different than this man that Jesus helped. Verse 6 tells us, I'm sorry, verse
7.
Verse 6. He said to the man, do you want to be made well?
这里说, 耶稣看着他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“你要痊愈吗？”
Here's the question I always ask people.
这里是我每次问那个人的这个问题。
I ask them the question, do you want to be made well?
我就问他们：“你要痊愈吗？”
Do you want to be free from smoking?
你要从吸烟中得到释放吗？
Because here's the problem.
问题来了。
If it is not their own desire,
如果不是自己的欲望,
to be free from smoking,
要痊愈,
it doesn't matter how much power God has, they won't ever be free.
要从烟中得到释放, 不论上帝的能力多大, 他也不能让他从吸烟中得到释放。
They have to exercise their own will.
为他们要用自己的意愿。
They have to be willing to let God help them.
他们要愿意让上帝帮助他们。
They have to have a desire in their heart to be set free.
他们心中要有这欲望得释放。
And if they don't have that, then there's nothing God can do for them.
如果他们没有的话, 上帝也不能做什么。
Does that make sense?
有道理吗?
So I asked him the question.
所以我就问他这个问题。
Jesus said to the man, do you want to be made well?
耶稣对那个人说, 你要痊愈吗?
And I ask you the question today, do you want to be made free?
我今天就问你这问题, 你要得释放吗?
Notice what verse 7 says.
了解第七节说到什么?
The sick man answered him, sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, but when I'm coming, another steps down before me.
病人回答说, 先生水动的时候, 没有人把我放在池子里, 我正去的时候就没,
You have to recognize that when you're dealing with these people, they may start making excuses. They may start giving all the reasons why they can't stop smoking. But Jesus didn't even acknowledge the man's excuses. In verse 8 it says, and he said, Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. Something changed in the man. When Jesus said, rise, take up your bed and walk, the man didn't give any more excuses. He got up, and the Bible says that something in him believed the words of Jesus. And the man got up. When he got up, the words of Christ became real in his life. And it says, immediately the man was made well. So in other words, the man acted on in faith on the words of Jesus. Sometimes people will give you excuses. But you have to be firm with them. You have to say, you know what? You can stop smoking. God wants you to stop smoking. You must stop smoking. For the sake of yourself and for the sake of those around you. And so when people give us excuses, don't even acknowledge them. But just do the same that Jesus did. Rise, take up your bed and walk. So I asked the person, do you want to be made well? And when the man had the desire to be made well, how long did it take for God to work in his life? How fast? The Bible says immediately. Now, I want to tell you a story. When I was first coming to the Lord, I was addicted to tobacco and lots of other things. But I didn't smoke, I used smokeless tobacco. Some of the nastiest stuff you can ever put in your mouth. And I used to go around with these big wads of stuff and I would spit on the sidewalks. And I would spit everywhere. Gross, disgusting. But that's what I did. And when God started working on my heart, I knew that I had to quit. And so I said to myself, I'm going to stop. And I took all my tobacco and I threw it in the garbage can. And then about 3 hours later, guess where I was? I was back in the garbage can digging it out. Putting some in my mouth. So then I said, next time I know what I'm going to do. So I opened the can and I dumped it down the toilet. I said, that takes care of that. When the middle of the night I woke up, and I was having a terrible craving. So I found myself driving around town in the middle of the night looking for a store that was open so I could buy more. And then I would buy it. So I tried and tried and tried to quit. I couldn't quit. Then I got this bright idea. I will smoke in order to get rid of the nicotine craving. Because I hated cigarettes. My mother had smoked for years. And I couldn't stand the smell or I didn't like it. And so I said, I'll smoke one cigarette in the morning, one cigarette in the evening, and that'll stop the nicotine cravings and I'll be able to quit. So
I just said, I'll smoke one cigarette in the morning, one cigarette in the evening, and that'll stop the nicotine cravings.
After about 3 days, I was smoking 8 to 10 cigarettes a day.
三天后，我一天内就吸了大概8到10根烟。
Few more days, I went and bought my own pack of cigarettes.
几天后，我就买了我自己的一包烟。
So that wasn't working too well for me either.
这不是很好的计划。
I realized I needed help.
我发现我需要帮忙。
I couldn't do it on my own.
我自己不能做到。
And I had the desire to quit, but my flesh was weak.
我有这个欲望要戒掉，但是我的肉体是软弱。
So one day, it was a miracle how God worked this out.
所以有一天，上帝就有一个神迹，就如何行出来呢？
The very day I had had enough.
我已经吸够的那一天。
I learned that my mother was going out of town on a 3-day business trip.
我学到我母亲会就会离开这镇上三天。
I was smoking her cigarettes.
我吸的是她的烟。
And so when she left,
所以当她离开的时候,
I got all the ashtrays.
我就把所有这个烟灰缸,
and I dumped them all into the garbage can.
把他们全部丢进垃圾桶里。
I told her to take all of her cigarettes with her.
我就要把她所有的这个,
I took all my stuff and I threw it in the trash, all my
tobacco.
And I got down on my knees. And I pled with God for over an hour. And I begged God to take away the addiction. I said, God, please,
我说上帝求你,
do something drastic to end this.
要帮助我结束这一切,
and after I had that prayer,
然后祷告之后,
I got up from my knees.
我从我的膝盖上起来,
and I have never had a craving since.
我自从再也没有这个瘾,
for anything. In fact, I'm repulsed when I see it. I had tried everything on my own. And it failed. And I realized that I had to turn it over to Christ. And when I did that, He gave me victory. And if a person is not willing to turn it over to Jesus, they're not going to have victory. So the first step is to identify the person with Jesus. The second step, ask the person if they would like to be free.
问他们愿意得释放吗?
Do you want to be free from cigarettes?
你要从这些烟草中得释放吗?
Do you want to be free from this addiction?
你要从这个上瘾中得释放吗?
And here's why this is so powerful.
而这是为什么这是如此的有力的?
This is why you have to ask them.
这是为什么你要问他们?
Because when they answer that question and say yes,
为他们如果回答这个问题，他们说要的话,
they are exercising their will. In other words, they don't have the power to quit on their own. We don't have personal power for victory in our lives. But we have freedom of choice. We have our will. And when we give that will to Christ, He can give us power. In other words, we have to submit to God. And so when they make that choice, they are verbally submitting their wills to God. And that is where they find power. So I ask them, do you want to be free? And then I often ask them, do you want to let Jesus give you victory? They need to verbally say yes. Does that make sense? Alright, number three.
第三,
we have to help them see that victory comes through faith. God gives us victory when we ask for it. I show them the text, 1 John chapter 5.
我们来看看约翰一书五章,
1 John chapter 5 and verse
4.
And this is what it says.
这里这么说,
for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的，就是我们的信心。In
other words, what I help them see is that faith comes, or I'm sorry, victory comes through Christ, not a program.
就是我们刚才说, 胜利是从基督而来，不是靠这些不同的课程啊节目啊。
Victory comes through faith, not our self-discipline.
这些胜利是通过信心，不是自律。
That Christ is giving us the power.
基督已经给我们这能力。
They have to recognize that.
他们需要认识这一点。
Because if they don't, they will attempt to do it by themselves.
他们不认识这一点的话，他们就会靠自己的能力。
And when they try to do it themselves, they're going to fail.
如果他们尝试这样子做的话，一定失败。
You know, you can have them drink water and do all these things, and I'll talk about these things in a minute.
你可以让他们喝水啊，做这些不同的东西，我一分钟后就会说到。
You can have them follow a strict program.
然后给他们跟从一个非常好的课程。
But that is not what brings victory to them.
但是这不能带给他们胜利。
The victory comes by Christ.
胜利来自于基督。
By yielding the will to Him.
把这个意愿就交给基督。
By giving Him control.
让他控制生命。
So number four comes along with that.
而第四与这个相同。
1 John 5:14.
约翰一书五章十四节。
That confidence comes through Christ.
这个信心是从基督而来。
I want you to notice this.
让我们看一看。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
Now this is the confidence that we have in Him.
既然我们知道啊，就是这是我们对他的信心。
That if we ask anything.
我们若照着他的旨意求什么。
If we ask what?
我们若他旨意求什么呢？
Anything according to His will, He hears us.
照他旨意求什么，他就听我们。
Now this is what I often say to the person.
这是我通常跟对这个人说的。
I have them read that text.
我叫他们读这个章节。
I say, can you read this text for me?
我说你能帮我读这章节吗？
And so they'll read the text out loud.
他们就大声地读出来。
And then I'll hand them a pen or a pencil.
我就给他们一个笔或一个铅笔。
And I'll say, this is what I want you to do.
我说这是你要做到的。
Right there where it says, if we ask anything,
我说就是说你要在这个你求什么
I want you to write in there except stop smoking.
在他照他旨意求什么除了抽烟
Go ahead and write that right in your Bible.
在你圣经你要写这个除了抽烟
Is that, do you think they're willing to do that?
你觉得他们愿意做吗
They start to write until I tell them what to write.
他们会开始写直到我叫他们开始写什么
And they say, I'm not going to write that in my Bible.
那他们不会在圣经里这么写啊
Are you crazy?
他们就会说你神经病啊。
And so here's what it helps them with.
这是如何帮助他们。
Smoking often seems like an impossibility.
吸烟很长似乎是不可能的事。
Addiction often seems like an impossibility.
这些不同的瘾都似乎是不可能放弃。
But here's the thing. If people are willing to take the first step,
如果人们愿意踏出第一步,
and take one step at a time,
慢慢的一步一步,
instead of looking at the whole task,
而不是看整个这个事情,
they will be able to do it much easier.
他们就很容易的能够克服。
And so what I tell people is this,
而我告诉人们的是这一
点, I'm not asking you to look at the very end.
我不是叫你直接看到这些结束。
Don't look at the big mountain you have to climb over.
不要看到你要爬过这个山。
Just look at the first step.
你要看的只是第一步。
Have confidence.
要有信心。
That God is going to give you the victory.
上帝能够给你这胜利。
He says He can give us the victory over anything.
他说我们求什么，他都可以给我们胜利。
Especially smoking.
特别是抽烟。
Do you want that victory?
你要得到这胜利吗？
And they will say yes.
他们就说要。
And so we have to help them see that they need to choose to be a non-smoker.
所以我们要帮助他们看见他们应该不吸烟。
They are making a choice.
他们在做出一个选择。
To give themselves wholly to Christ.
把全身献给耶稣。
So that He can give them the full victory.
好让耶稣可以给他们完全的胜利。
The confidence comes from Christ, not the stop smoking program.
信心来自耶稣，不是来自这个停止吸烟的这个课程。
And then lastly.
最后。
Submit to God to sustain the victory.
献身于上帝来持续这胜利。
Not to gain the victory.
不是要得到这胜利。
In other words, when we make that choice,
意思是当我们做这个决定的时候。
The Bible says, well, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you, right?
圣经说我们要抗拒魔鬼，他就会逃离于我们。
But how do we resist the devil?
但是我们要如何抗拒魔鬼呢？
What does the Bible say in James?
圣经说在雅各书说什么呢？
By to draw nigh unto God, right?
是要亲近上帝，对吗？
So we resist the devil by submitting to God.
所以我们献上献身于上帝，我们亲近上帝就可以得到这胜利。
In other words, if we try to resist the devil to gain the victory, we will lose every time.
就是说如果我们单单只是靠抗拒撒旦来达到这个胜利的话，我们每次都会输。
But by submitting to God, we gain the victory.
为我们先要献身于上帝来得到这胜利。
And we sustain the victory by resisting the devil.
而我们以抗拒这个魔鬼来持续这个胜利。
So at this point, I have a prayer with them.
所以我在这个时候我就会与他们祷告。
I've taken them through these five simple points.
我刚刚讲的这五个简单的要点。
And I pray with them.
我与他们祷告。
And then after the prayer,
祷告之后,
I congratulate them.
我就能恭喜他们。
I say, congratulations, you are now a non-smoker.
我就说恭喜你现在你已经是不吸烟者了。
Doesn't that feel good?
是不是觉得很好呢?
Aren't you excited?
你兴奋吗?
And they get excited, right?
他们就开始兴奋了,
and then I say to them this.
然后我是对他们这样说,
you have the victory.
你有这胜利,
you are no longer a smoker.
你不再是吸烟者,
but now you have to resist the temptation.
但是现在你要抗拒这诱惑,
you have to sustain the victory.
你需要持续这胜利,
are you ready to sustain the victory?
你准备好了来持续这胜利吗?
And they say, uh-oh.
他们说,
am I really ready?
我真的准备好了。
And I assure them, you're ready.
我就跟他们说你真的准备好了。
Let's do it.
帮我们做吧。
And so let me give you the steps to sustain the victory.
所以我就说让我给一些步骤来持续这个胜利。
Here's what I share with them.
这是我跟他们说的。
The first step to sustain the victory is to destroy all tobacco.
第一个步骤就是摧毁所有的这些烟。
And I say to them,
我就对他们说,
if you want to maintain the victory, you have to destroy the temptation.
如果你要持续这胜利的话，你就要把这个诱惑摧毁掉。
And I have people, they look at me and they say, but I just bought a whole new box of cigarettes.
有人看着我说，我刚刚才买了一整箱的烟。
I spent all that money.
我花了所有的钱。
What am I going to do?
我应该做什么呢?
And I just smile.
我就笑着在,
and I say, I'll tell you what.
笑着说,
let's have one last party.
我们有最后一个派对。
Let's just have one last enjoyment.
最后一个所谓的享受。
Before you get rid of them.
在你戒烟之前。
And I say, let's have a party.
我说让我们有个派对吧。
Right? Let's do it.
让我们, 做吧。
And they look at me like I'm crazy.
他们看着我好像我发疯了。
And this also works with drinking.
对,与喝酒也是一样的。
And so I'll tell you the story about drinking, but you can also do it with cigarettes.
我会跟你说这个喝酒的这个故事,但是我们抽烟也能做到。
So I was with a man that was an alcoholic.
所以我与这个喝酒的人在, 在一起。
And on his wall, he had all these bottles of liquor.
在墙上有这些不同的酒。
And he wanted to give it up. He was ready to commit his life to Christ.
他要戒掉这些酒,而且他打算就
And he also had cigarettes everywhere, so it was both for him.
他到处也有这些烟, 所以两个都是。
And so I said to him, he said to me, what am I going to do with all this?
所以他就说, 我应该做什么呢?
A whole wall of liquor.
整个墙壁都是酒,
expensive Cuban cigars.
非常贵的,这是从古巴来的雪茄,
entire cases of cigarettes.
整箱的这些烟,
he said, what am I going to do?
他说我应该做什么呢?
I said, let's have a party.
我说让我们有个派对吧。
He said, Pastor Wes.
他说牧师啊。
What do you mean, let's have a party?
你是什么意思?
I said, hey man, let's have a party.
我说让我们有个派对吧。
And all this, I had this young person with me who was a student, and they looked at me like, Pastor Wes, what do you mean?
我有这个, 学生与我在那边实习, 所以他就看着我说, how can
you say such a thing?
你怎么可以这样子说?
I said, I'll tell you what.
我就跟他说,
I'll start the party.
我会开始这派对。
And they nervously watched me.
对,他们就很紧张地看着我。
And I went over to the liquor cabinet.
我去这个酒精的这个柜子里。
And I got three bottles of liquor.
我就拿了三罐酒。
And then I went to the cigar box.
然后我去到这个, 雪茄的这个盒子。
And I grabbed a handful of cigars.
我就拿所有的这个雪茄。
And I went over to the sink.
然后我去这个水盆中。
And I said, boys, bottoms up.
我就说让我们, 干杯吧。
And I took off the liquor bottle and I dumped it down the sink.
我就把这个盖子拿下来, 然后我就倒进这个水盆里。
I took the cigars.
我就把这个烟,
and I broke them and threw them in the garbage.
把它们弄断, 然后放进这个垃圾桶。
I said, now I told you guys, let's have a party.
我就告诉他们, 让我们有个派对吧。
And they got big smiles on their face.
他们脸上就带着这些笑容。
And they all went over there and they started dumping the liquor down the sink.
这个他们就拿着这些酒精啊，倒下这些啊水盆。
Breaking the cigarettes and cigars, throwing them in the garbage.
弄到这些烟啊，这些不同的东西就丢进垃圾桶。
And when we were finished,
当我们做完了之后
，we knelt down and we prayed.
我们跪下一起祷告。
We asked God to give him victory.
我们叫上帝给他胜利。
And he never touched the stuff since.
而他不再。
He's now a deacon in the church.
他现在在教会里执事。
Here's the point.
主要的是这一点。
Make it fun for them.
要给他们觉得有点好玩。
Don't make it something. Don't make it seem like they're giving up this great thing.
不要让他们觉得他们失去的是这么伟大件事。
But help them to see that they're finding victory.
让他们看见他们得到胜利。
Make it fun.
要是好玩的。
I've often had to leave with bags of cigarettes.
很多时候我离开的时候有这几包的烟
and cans of beer.
还有不同的这些酒罐
One time I got stopped by the police.
有一次警察就停住了我
And the officer wanted to know, what are you doing with all those beer and cigarettes in the back of your car?
他们说你的车后为什么有这么多的烟和酒
He said, what else you got in there?
他说你还有什么
I said, I had to explain it to him.
所以我就跟他解释。
He didn't believe me for the longest time.
他很久一直不相信我。
But finally, I said, look, I'm willing to just dump it out right now.
最后我就跟他说，我愿意这样丢出来。
And he made me do it.
他就让我做到了。
But finally, he let me go.
最后他就让我走。
So get rid of the stuff as soon as you can, lest you also be tempted, right?
所以啊，你能的时候就把它丢掉了，不要让它一直在你身边诱惑你。
But make it fun.
但是要是啊，让他们觉得是好玩的。
But make sure they get rid of everything.
但是要确保他们一切所有的东西都丢掉。
Cigarettes.
烟啊。
The ashtrays.
这些烟灰缸。
The lighters.
这些打火机。
Anything that's connected with smoking, get rid of it.
关于吸烟的任何事物都要让他们丢掉。
Secondly.
第二。
Have the person write down all the Bible texts that you had them read.
叫他们啊写下一些圣经章节，你要让他们读的。
Don't give it to them.
不要啊直接给他们而已。
Make them write it down.
让他们写下来。
Because when they write it down, it will burn more into their minds.
比当他们写下来的时候，他们在圣啊脑里的印象会更深刻。
Give them other Bible texts that will help them with victory.
给他们不同的圣经章节，让他们得胜。
Such as Philippians 4:13.
腓立比书四章十三节。
What does it say?
说了什么呢
？I can do what? All things through Christ which strengthens me.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
How many things?
多少事呢？
All things.
凡事。
Help them to memorize these Bible texts.
帮他们啊背起这些圣经章节。
That way, when they get into temptation, they can have a way out.
当他们进入这些试探的时候，他们有啊，他们能够有一个出路，一个解。
Make them write them down.
让他们写下来。
Number three, drink 10 to 12 glasses of water a day.
第三，每一天要喝十到十二杯水。
Encourage them to drink water or juice.
鼓励他们喝水或者果汁。
But preferably water.
最好是喝水。
Go into the store and even buy them a big bottle of juice.
可以去啊这个超级市场给他们一大罐的果汁。
This will help flush out their system.
会帮他们啊排毒。
Now remember, we're not doing these things to gain the victory, but to sustain the victory.
对，我们做这些事情不是得到胜利，而是持续着胜利。
They already have the victory.
他们已经得到胜利了。
All right, number four.
第四。
Walk 20 minutes every morning and every evening.
每天早晨和傍晚都要走20分钟的路。
And here's the catch.
重点在这里。
Don't just tell them to do it.
不要告诉他们做而已。
What do you ought to do?
你应该做什么呢?
Do it with them.
陪他们做，对吗?
Go with them.
和他们一起去。
Meet them.
遇见他们。
If they're going to get serious about it, you need to get serious about it too.
如果他们像这件事认真的话，你也需要认真。
Help them continue that victory.
帮助他们持续这个胜利。
Walk 20 minutes.
每天走20分钟。
Number five, avoid all caffeine and all nicotine.
第五就是避免所有的咖啡因啊，所有的尼可丁。
They complement each other.
他们是相辅相成的。
When people drink caffeine, it stimulates their craving to have nicotine.
当别人喝咖啡因的时候，会让他们想要有这个尼可丁。
And so if they will avoid this, it will help resist their temptations.
如果他们避免这些的话，他们就能完成这些，他们就能解脱于这些诱惑。
Number six, break up your habit pattern.
第六就是要啊。 解脱于你的习惯。
What do I mean by that?
什么意思呢?
Let's suppose that when what are the most common times that people smoke cigarettes?
人家抽烟的时候最常见的时间是说什么时候呢?
Right after a meal, right?
就是吃饭后对吗?
Or when they're driving down the road.
或者他们在驾车的时候。
Or when they first wake up in the morning.
或者他们一起来的时候。
Or before they go to bed at night,
或者他们睡觉之前对吗?
And so many times what happens to people is after they eat a big meal.
所以那时候，当他们吃了一个大餐之后
，they go in there and they sit down in their big nice chair.
所以他们就坐在他们这个很大的、很舒服的椅子上。
And what do they do?
他们就做什么呢
？They light one up, right?
他们就吸了一个烟。
They smoke a cigarette.
他们就吸烟了。
This is what happens.
这是发生的事。
You may quit.
你可以戒烟。
But when you go in and when you sit down in that chair,
但是当你坐在这椅子上的时候
，what does that trigger in your mind?
在你脑里会有什么想法呢
？The memory of what you always do after you eat, right?
你吃饭后每次做什么的记忆都会来到你的脑里。
Not only that, but you sit down and you smell your chair is saturated with the smell of cigarette smoke.
不止这样子，当你坐下来的时候，你可以闻到你的椅子内有这个烟味。
And when you do that, it's going to increase your desire to smoke.
当你这样子做的时候会。提高你要吸烟的欲望。
So whatever your habits are through the day, when you smoke, you need to change it.
所以不论你的习惯是什么，当你吸烟的时候，你需要做改变。
Instead of sitting in your chair after you eat, go for a walk.
与其在吃饭后在那边坐着，你就可以去走一走。
Normally you smoke when you get up in the morning. When you get up, go for a walk.
刚才如果你起来的时候你会吸烟的话，你起来之后你就去走一走。
Do something different than what you normally do.
做与你往常做的事不同。
Use carrots.
可以用这个萝卜。
You can cut carrots into little strips about the size of cigarettes.
你可以把萝卜切成这个像烟条的。
And I'm not kidding about this.
我是不是在开玩笑
？You know, normally people say the biggest battle is what to do with your hands.
很多时候人们说最大的这个挣扎是手应该做什么呢
？So when you get a craving, take out that carrot and eat a carrot.
所以当你有这个烟瘾的时候，你就拿出这个萝卜，你就吃这个萝卜。
Take small little bites.
慢慢的咬。
And that will help you get past that craving.
所以帮助你过了这个瘾。
It works.
这个是非常有效的。
People do it and it helps.
人们有这样子做过，而且有帮助。
Number eight.
第八。
If you get a craving,
如果你突然间有这个欲望
，get in the shower.
要去冲凉。
Can you smoke in the shower?
你冲凉的时候可以吸烟吗
？Might be pretty hard, right?
非常困难的。
If you get a craving, go take a shower.
如果你要吸烟的时候，你快点去冲凉。
You might be the cleanest you've ever been in your life.
你可能一生中最干净就是那一次了。
You may get so clean that you're going to be squeaking walking down the room, walking down the hallway.
而你如此的干净，你走下去的时候，你甚至在发亮。
Everybody's going to want to be around you because you're smelling so good.
每个人都要在你身边，因为你嗅起来如此的香。
But get in the shower.
但是要去冲凉。
The average craving lasts only about 3 minutes.
平常的这个欲望只会来三分钟。
So if you can get past that craving for 3 minutes, you're going to be good.
所以如果你能度过那三分钟的话，你就得了这胜利了。
Pray through it moment by moment.
一直的每一刻都在祷告。
You know, once it only takes about three to five days to get the nicotine out of your system.
你大概只需要三到五分钟把这尼可丁排出你的体外。
The addiction to the drug leaves in just a short amount of time.
而那个之后一段时间，一小段时间过后，你的这个瘾就会没了。
And so after about 3 days, all the drug is out of your system.
所以它大概三天过后，你的这些毒品都会从你的身体中排出来。
The thing then that's the difficulty is the habit.
困难现在就在这个习惯了。
But the craving only lasts 3 minutes.
但是这个欲望这个他们有这个上瘾的这些时候就是大概三分钟而已。
Get past it.
你要度过这三分钟。
Take deep breaths.
深呼吸。
Read the Bible text.
读圣经章节。
Pray.
祷告。
Ask God to give you victory moment by moment.
上帝每一刻给你这胜利。
Number nine.
第九。
When the person has a craving,
当一个人有这个欲望的时候
Have them call you.
要叫他们打电话给你。
You know, typically you are studying the Bible with this person.
很多时候你是与这个人在查经的。
It's not enough to just give them, tell them all the stuff they need to do and then let them do it on their own.
单单告诉他们你应该做什么，然后就把他们放在一边，不足够。
You have to get active in their life.
你要在他们生活中有一个活跃的角色。
And so I give them my personal phone number.
所以我就给他我自己的电话。
And I say, when you have a craving,
我就说如果你有这个欲望的时候，
I don't care what time it is.
无论什么时候，
if it's 3 o'clock in the morning,
如果是, 凌晨3点钟，
my cell phone will be on for you.
我的电话也是会为你而开。
You call me.
你可以打电话给我。
You have to get committed with that person.
你要献身于那个人。
And believe me, it's not easy to get receive that phone call at 3 a.m.
你要相信我， 你3点如果接到那个电话， 凌晨3点接到那个电话， 是不容易的。
But if it means that person getting the victory or sustaining the victory, I'm willing to do it.
但是如果能够帮助人得胜， 并且持续这胜利的话， 我愿意这样做。
Takes a commitment on your part.
我们自己也要有这个献身。
And you have to be willing to sacrifice at times.
而我们有时候要愿意牺牲。
Number 10, the last one. Stop pleading and start praising.
停止这个一直恳求而要开始赞美。
I remember once there was a man who I took the, through this 5-minute step to victory.
我记得有一次我带领一个人通过这五个步骤。
And at the end, we had prayer together.
最后我们有这个祷告。
All of his tobacco was destroyed.
他所有烟草被销毁。
He was ready to start. I took him through and he said yes to everything.
他准备好开始， 我就跟他讲这怎么持续这胜利的十个步骤，他也说要了。
And as I was just about to leave.
而当我要离开的时候，
I said, let's have one final prayer.
我说让我们做这个最后的祷告吧。
And I asked him to pray.
我就叫他祷告。
And he started to pray and this is how he prayed.
他就开始祷告，他是如此祷告。
He said, dear God.
他说亲爱的上帝。
I know that I could never stop smoking.
我知道我永远不可能戒烟。
I'm so weak.
我是如此的软弱。
It's such a hard addiction for me.
对我来说是非常难的一个瘾。
I know, God, I'm probably going to fail by the end of the day.
上帝，我可能在这一天之后我就失败了。
I can't do it.
我不能做到。
God, it's too much.
上帝，这是太
And he just kept on and on like this.
他就一字一字地说,
and I stopped him.
哦，就停止了他。
I said, look, man, what's the matter with you?
我说你是怎么样回事啊？
I said, stop pleading.
不要一直这样子, 恳求。
I said, with a prayer like that, I wouldn't be surprised if you've smoked a whole cigarette by the time I get outside to my car.
他说，如果你这样子祷告的话，当我去到我车上的时候，你已经吸完一根烟了。
I said, that is not the prayer of victory.
这不是胜利的祷告。
I said, you need a change of attitude.
我说，你需要改变你的态度。
I said, thank God that he's going to give you the victory.
要感谢上帝，因为他会给你这胜利。
Stop pleading and start praising him.
他说要停止了这个。
The person's attitude makes all the difference, right?
为那个人的态度会改变一切。
And so I prayed a prayer.
所以我就祷告。
And I said, God, we know that you're going to give him victory.
我说上帝，我们知道你会给他是胜利。
You already have. You've promised in your word.
已经在你圣经中应许了他。
You promised that though we are weak, you are strong.
你应许了虽然我们是软弱的，但是你是强壮。
Lord, we don't have confidence in this program or ourselves. We have confidence in you.
我们对自己对这个课程没有信心，但是我们
Lord, give us victory.
主啊,
and give us the personal power to sustain the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. And when we got up,
当我们起来的时候,
he had a different look on his face.
他脸上有一个不同的表情,
and he's still smoke free today.
而他到今日还是没有抽烟的。
So don't have the attitude that they're, that don't let them have the attitude that they're going to fail.
所以不要让他们有这个
But keep encouraging them.
而且要一直鼓励他们,
that God will give them victory.
但你会给他们这胜利。
There's good news when we help people stop smoking.
然后帮助别人停止吸烟的时候，就这些好消息。
Their lungs improve.
他们的肺将会,
Did you know
进步,
that when somebody stops smoking for 24 hours, their lungs begin to heal?
当他们的, 当他们的, 停止吸烟24小时后，他们的肺就开始了。 恢复。
Isn't it amazing how wonderful our body is?
我们身体是有多么的奇妙。
It begins healing itself.
它开始恢复自己。
Even if we've been smoking for 60 years,
比如说我们已经吸烟了60年。
When we stop smoking for 24 hours, it begins to heal.
我们停止吸烟24小时的话, 它就开始恢复了。
Irritation and inflammation stop.
这些发炎啊,这些刺激啊,都会停止。
Congestion stops.
反正你这个身体上的这些阻塞。
You know, my mother smokes and it seems like every week she gets a new sinus infection.
然后我母亲吸烟,每次她都会有这个鼻炎。
Our taste buds improve.
我们的这个味蕾,我们的味觉也会变得更好。
Our shortness of breath stops. There's all kinds of good news when we stop smoking.
当我们停止吸烟的时候，我们的这个气短也会停止。
And today, quitters always win by the grace of God.
而且有这种不同的胜利，而每一次我们戒烟的话，我们永远会胜利，而且是靠着上帝的恩典。
There is victory for those who want it.
要得到胜利的人都能得到。
But it takes personal power from Christ.
那是需要基督的个人力量。
I remember how addicted I was.
我记得我曾经是如此的上瘾。
But I still remember the day.
而我也记得那一天。
When God gave me victory in a moment.
上帝一刻的就给我的胜利。
And God wants to give victory to everybody around us.
而上帝要给我们周围的人都有这胜利。
Many times in your Bible studies.
很多时候在我们查经的时候。
When you're leading people to Christ.
当我们引导别人向基督的时候。
When you're preparing them for baptism.
当我们准备他们受洗的时候。
This is an issue that's going to arise. And many people are going to need victory. With God's 5-minute plan, it's possible.
Amen?
God can use us to help set them free. And there's true power in His Word. I mean, think about it. Just by sharing this information, by sharing the Word of God, you can help prepare somebody for eternity. You can help somebody find true freedom. What a powerful thought. That we can help in the process of leading people to heaven. Is that your desire today? To let God use you. To help people. And that we will be able to spend eternity with them.
并且我们能与他们度过永恒。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven,
天父上帝,
we want you to use us
然后你用我们,
in a mighty way
以一个大能的方式,
to help lead people to be free.
帮助我们得释放。
You have promised that you would give us life and life more abundantly.
你允许我们有生命, 而且是更丰盛的生命。
And Lord, there are those all around that need to have a more abundant life.
是啊, 主啊, 世界各地有需要更丰盛的生命的人。
By your grace, they can find victory.
而靠着你的恩典, 他们能够得到释放。
And Lord, we pray by grace you will help us to help them.
主啊, 我们祈求靠着恩典, 你能帮助我们来帮助他们。
Bring people in our path.
把些人带到我们的道路上,
that have that desire in their hearts.
在心中有着欲望,
and we will watch you work miracles in their lives.
我们就能看见你为他们行出神迹。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。
Amen.